With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. Governor Steve Bullock has vetoed 7 more bills, including one that would prohibit doctors from performing late-term abortions and another that would allow lawmakers to carry concealed weapons. Bullock's office today said he has signed 13 bills the legislature sent to his desk, including a measure that would require Northwestern Energy to absorb 10% of the cost of buying electricity on the open market in the case of power plant outages. The governor's veto of the abortion measure yesterday was expected. In his veto message, Bullock says lawmakers should not interfere in, quote, deeply personal medical decisions, unquote. The bill would have required doctors to try to save the life of a viable fetus. Bullock rejected assertions that allowing legislators to carry concealed firearms would make the Capitol safer. 4 states are suing over the Trump administration's decision to restart the sale of coal leases on federal lands. The attorneys general of California, New Mexico, New York, and Washington filed their lawsuit today in U.S. District Court in Montana. They say that the U.S. Interior Department's reversal of the Obama administration's moratorium on the federal coal leasing program was done without a review on whether it would be good for the environment or for taxpayers. Vice President Mike Pence is planning to visit Billings on Friday to help Republican Greg Gianforte stump for votes ahead of the May 25th special election to fill Montana's U.S. House seat. On Thursday, Donald Trump Jr. will visit again after campaigning last month for Gianforte. Senator Bernie Sanders visits later this month on behalf of Democrat Rob Quist. It's a short school week for students at a Helena Middle School that was damaged by a fire yesterday afternoon. Classes were canceled today at C.R. Anderson Middle School and won't resume until Thursday at the earliest. Helena Public Schools' Barbara Ridgway says there's extensive water damage in the cafeteria and gymnasium.
We're conducting assessments. We want to make sure we have no issues related to things like lead or asbestos. We want to make sure all of that's complete before students are allowed back in the building.
The fire is believed to have started in a light fixture, but the investigation continues. Everyone in the building was safely evacuated. No students were there because it was an early release day. According to Ridgway, there are about 20 days left in the school year, and this week's missed class time may have to be made up.
It is possible. We haven't made a determination yet until we know how much time has to be made up, how we will do it.
Again, all classes and school activities at Helena's C.R. Anderson Middle School are canceled through at least tomorrow. Updates can be found at helenaschools.org. Dozens of universities and organizations that applied for federal grants to help young people from poor families prepare for college were turned down by the U.S. Education Department because of mistakes that consisted mostly of incorrect margins, the wrong size type, or lack of double spacing. The rejections have triggered an outcry from members of both parties on Capitol Hill and thrown into jeopardy programs that help thousands of high school students a year. Members of Congress have asked Education Secretary Betsy DeVos to reconsider the applications for the Upward Bound program. But congressional aides tell the Associated Press that the department isn't going to do it. I'm Rachel Kramer, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. Starting this weekend, Glacier National Park will begin operating a spring transit shuttle for hikers and bicyclists traveling the Going to the Sun Road. Going to the Sun will be vehicle-free for several weeks. Amy Dempster is with the Glacier National Park Conservancy.
It's really a pretty popular activity for locals to participate in.
Beginning May 13th, the hiker-biker shuttle will run on weekends until Going to the Sun is fully open to traffic. That is typically in late June or early July. The shuttle will operate during weekends from 9 a.m. to 5:15 p.m. and will stop at the Apgar Visitor Center and Lake McDonald Lodge and Avalanche Creek once it is accessible. This is the second year for the pilot shuttle program. Dempster says the Conservancy was interested in funding the shuttle to
mitigate the congestion that at the trailhead and also provide alternative opportunities for transportation.
Volunteer bike patrols will be riding the roads during core weekend hours, providing information and visitor services. This year, Glacier National Park is continuing research with the University of Montana to monitor bicycle use in the park during shoulder and summer seasons. The Montana Fish and Wildlife Commission's action on the Quiet Waters Rule proposal has been rescheduled for May 26th at 8:30 a.m. The commission will hold a work session on May 25th at 4 p.m. at FWP headquarters in Helena for an overview of the proposal and will reconvene on May 26th at Montana Wild Educational Center to make a final decision. Both meetings will be streamed live via video conferencing at all FWP regional offices. Public comment on the proposal can be given at the meeting or from any regional office. I'm Bo Baker, Montana Public Radio.
If you're hearing this, we want to hear from you. Whether you listen to MTPR on your radio, via podcast, or the NPR One app, your feedback can help shape the future of public media technology. Head to our website at mtpr.org to take the Public Radio Tech Survey and help us understand how you want to connect. Thanks for tuning in.